So you owe the IRS, you saw a headline about layoffs, and some part of you is thinking, maybe this thing just gets lost in the shuffle. That's the hope we're talking about today.
And I get why. The staffing numbers really are dramatic. About 75,000 employees in 2026, down from roughly 100,000 at the start of 2025. That's about a 27% cut in under a year. The biggest one-year drop in the agency's modern history.
27% in 1 year.
In 1 year. For context, FY 2024 was about 90,000. FY 2023, about 83,000. And the modern peak was fiscal year 1992 at about 117,000.
Okay, so wait. If they're down to 1990s era, actually below that, how does anything still get done?
Because the part that comes after you was never a person. That's the whole thing. The humans left. The computers didn't.
Say more about that.
The collection notice sequence is generated by automated systems. Nobody sits down and decides to send you a CP-14. It fires when a return posts with a balance due. That first bill generally gives you 21 days to pay, 10 business days if you owe $100,000 or more, before the system escalates on its own.
CP-14, 21 days. And $100,000 or more drops it to 10 business days.
Right. Then CP-501, CP-503. Automated reminders. No human has looked at anything. Then CP-504, notice of intent to levy. And at that point, they can take your state tax refund. Still machine generated.
And then the bad one.
LT-11, or Letter 1058. That's the final notice. And it starts a 30-day clock on your collection due process rights before bank and wage levies become legal. After that, a bank levy freezes funds for a 21-day hold before they go to the IRS. A wage levy is continuous until it's released, and Social Security can lose up to 15% through the Federal Payment Levy Program.
So here's what I'm hearing, and tell me if I've got it wrong. The stuff that hurts me is automatic. The stuff that helps me needs a person.
That's exactly the asymmetry. Releasing a levy, approving hardship status, answering the phone, all human. And taxpayer services was the biggest staffing category in the agency, about 36,000 full-time equivalent positions in the FY 2023 data book, and it shrank with everything else.
Which means an enforcement action is now easier to trigger than it is to undo.
Harder to undo quickly, yeah. That's the honest read.
Let's do the audit question, because I think a lot of small business owners searched this, looking for that.
So enforcement was about 35,000 FTEs. And inside that, revenue agents are the ones who conduct audits. TICTA reporting indicates about a third of revenue agents left during 2025, a deeper proportional cut than the 27% agency-wide.
A third of the auditors.
Of the revenue agents specifically. So a field audit, an agent going through your books in person, those were already rare for small businesses, and they've gotten rarer and slower. But most small business contact never involved a human picker at all. Document matching compares every 1099 and W-2 against your return automatically. A mismatch generates a CP-2000 or a correspondence audit letter, regardless of headcount.
So the odds of a deep field exam went down.
And the odds of automated mail-based contact didn't meaningfully change. Two different questions, and people collapse them into one.
Okay, can I push on the money side? Because the clock thing is what actually gets people.
The failure to pay penalty runs 0.5% per month, and interest compounds daily. On a $15,000 balance, that's about $75 a month. Call it $900 a year. Before interest on top. And none of that cares how many people work at the IRS.
0% affected by staffing.
Zero. And here's the one I want people to actually hear. If you have unfiled returns, file those first. The failure to file penalty is 5% per month. That's 10 times the failure to pay penalty. File even if you can't pay a dime.
5% versus 0.5. 10 times.
10 times. Filing always comes first.
So what's the mechanism on the fix side? Say I'm that sole proprietor with the $15,000.
At $15,000, you're under the $25,000 streamline threshold and well under the $50,000 online plan ceiling. So you can generally set up a plan of up to 72 months, or the time left on the IRS's 10-year collection clock, whichever is shorter. Right in your IRS online account. No financial disclosure.
And the arithmetic?
Straight division, $15,000 over 72 is about $208 a month. Your real payoff runs somewhat higher because interest and a reduced failure to pay penalty keep accruing inside the plan. Shorten it, 36 months is about $417 a month, and you cut the total accruals roughly in half.
208 over 72, 417 over 36. Got it. And that's self-service, no phone call.
That's the strange upside of the staffing story. The self-service path got more attractive, not because the debt got softer, but because waiting on hold got worse.
All right, the pitch I want you to shut down. Someone tells this listener, the IRS is too weak to collect right now.
That's a sales line, not a strategy.
The IRS generally has 10 years from assessment to collect. Refund offsets and passport certification are applied systemically. The passport threshold is $66,000 of seriously delinquent debt in 2026. Levies through the automated collection system still go out. Waiting doesn't shrink any of that.
What about the slow human side? Is there anything in that for the taxpayer?
One narrow thing. Offering compromise reviews are slower now, and an OIC is generally deemed accepted if the IRS doesn't reject it within 24 months of submission. Returned or withdrawn offers and certain excluded periods don't count, though, so that is not a plan you build around. The FY 2024 data has the IRS accepting roughly 1 in 5 offers, and the math has to be right before you file.
So who actually needs help here, and who should just go do it themselves?
If you owe under $25,000 and every return is filed, most people can handle that online. Set the plan up, keep the payments running. Where experienced help changes things is narrower. A levy already in motion, because releases require reaching the scarce humans. Multiple unfiled years, where the order you fix things determines what you end up owing. Business or payroll tax debt, where personal liability rules come in, and OIC cases.
And if someone's asking about bankruptcy pausing the collection clock?
That work sits outside what Clarity handles. That's a conversation for your own counsel.
Fair. So, next 24 hours, what do you actually do?
Log into your IRS online account and write down 3 things: your exact balance, the tax years, and the most recent notice on file. That tells you where you sit in the automated queue. Then pull your last filed return and any letters you've got, plus a rough picture of monthly income.
And if it's more tangled than a single year and a single notice, our enrolled agents will do a free case review. 888-825-7779 or the 2-minute form. Where your balance sits, which options fit it. No promises attached to that call. Eligibility depends on your specific facts.
And do it before the sequence gets to the levy stage. That's the part that's easier to prevent than reverse.